This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
I'm John Schaefer, and Soundcheck's Year in Music special wouldn't be complete without an annual tradition here at the show. Yes, it's time for the worst music of 2013. And for this very special assignment, we've called upon Sean Manning, contributor to Esquire.com. Hey, Sean.
Happy holidays, John.
This mission, which you chose to accept, has brought us the opportunity to talk about some pretty stinky stuff.
Well, you know, this week has been, you've had a love fest on this week.
Yes, we have.
But I'm here to keep it real.
All right.
And say that the hard stuff that needs to be said, which is that 2013 kind of sucked for music, a little bit.
There was a lot of really bad pop music, I thought.
Yes. I mean, think about it. What are the most memorable songs from this year? Robin Thicke.
Yeah, Blurred
Miley
Lines,
Cyrus.
Right?
I came in like a wrecking ball. This is the standard to which we're holding ourselves.
And yet, even with the bar set that low, I mean, if that's what you're suggesting,
sure.
That it is set low.
It is.
You've still come up with a song that...
Even lower.
That does not even aspire to that bar.
No. Those are Van Gogh's compared to this song.
Worst song of 2013.
It's pretty obvious. Accidental Racist by Brad Paisley with help from LL Cool J. I'm just a white man coming to you from the Southland trying to
not to be. I'm proud of where I'm from, but not everything we've done. And it ain't like you and me can rewrite history. Now this was an easy target.
Yes. And yet it has to be said again, reiterated. I know you spoke about it earlier this week, but there's so many things offensive about this song, and it goes beyond just the condescension and the racism, the ham-fisted thoughts about race and class and all that. It's the cliches, the overabundant cliches in this song, everything from elephant in the corner, can of worms, walking on eggshells. And really what's most upsetting is that LL Cool J is no longer his former self. How far he has fallen.
Mm.
As somebody who even bought 14 Shots to the Dome after Mama Said Knock You Out, it pains me. It really does.
All right. Let's hear LL Cool J.
Yes.
And this is what his part of. This is his riposte to Brad Paisley. Dear Mr. White Man, I wish you understood what the world is really like when you're living in the hood. Just because my pants are sagging doesn't mean I'm up to no good. You should try to get to know me. I really wish you would. Now my chains are gold, but I'm still misunderstood. I wasn't there when Sherman's march turned the South into firewood. I want you to get paid, but be a slave, I never could. Feel like a newfangled jangle dodging invisible white hoods. So when I see that white cowboy hat, I'm thinking it's not all good. I guess we're both guilty of judging the cover, not the book. I'd love to buy you a beer, conversate and clear the air. But I see that red flag, and I think you wish I wasn't here. LL Cool J and Brad Paisley. Accidental Racist, the worst song of the year, says Sean Manning, contributor to Esquire.com, and with me in the Soundcheck studio. There's just so many kinds of wrong going on.
Well,
there.
I think a lot of people have brought up the issue of it starting at a Starbucks, which I think is a little bit just as classist as to saying, like, what? Like, Brad Paisley can't go get a Starbucks?
To the man that waited on me at the Starbucks down on Main, I hope you understand. When I put on that T-shirt, the only thing I meant to say is I'm a Skinner fan.
The problem I have with it is, when he's going through his t-shirt drawer that day, if he wants to wear the Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt, wear the Lynyrd Skynyrd t-shirt. Don't wear the Confederate flag t-shirt.
The red flag on my chest somehow's like the elephant in the corner of the south.
Well, and just the whole... the chains of gold, oh, and forgetting,
I mean,
my chains of iron,
honestly,
because now I have chains of
there's
gold.
Part of it that I love about this song is that this can still happen in this day and age when everything is so quality controlled and publicists and all this machinery surrounding. How did this get through all of those levels?
Well, you know, it did not become a hit. I mean, it became a big target of ridicule. And all right, continuing with our theme of how did this happen, worst video of the year. Former child star Corey Feldman.
Yes.
How did this happen?
How did this happen? I think there's an explanation. It seems that it's doubling as a commercial for an energy drink.
Which appears like once in the whole thing.
And if you Google it, I can't find any other indication that this energy drink exists. So I'm still befuddled. I mean, there's bad, and then there's so bad that it's good. And there's been a lot of bad videos this year. I think Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines is one that really stands out to me. Just so unimaginative and lazy, and not to mention misogynistic. You know, Limp Bizkit had an album. Even Tan Mom had an album. But this one, it just ascends the bad to the almost sublime.
Well, it's called Ascension Millennium. Tell us the story.
Well,
here.
I'm trying to figure out the story because it is 2013. Like, somebody needs to tell Corey the millennium has happened and passed. I don't know where this was. Maybe this has, like, been in the can for 15 years. But so the story is that he wakes up in the morning. He gets out of bed. There's two pseudo playmate Victoria's Secret angels walking around in lingerie as he's showering. He heads downstairs. He meets his former Goonie cohort, Sean Astin, who does a reprise of his role in Goonies. He goes through. He walks through the pool. He high-fives some people. He goes to the kitchen, gets some pancakes from a Chef Boyardee lookalike, and goes into a bedroom whose walls fall away. He's performing with his band, and he gets back in bed. So it's a typical day in Corey Feldman's life.
And the song is called Ascension Millennium. The video has to be seen to be believed, but here's a little of the song. A little of Corey Feldman with Ascension Millennium. Sean Manning puts that out there as the worst video in a banner year for bad videos.
And I failed to mention that he reprises in the middle of the video. The worst part of the video is the reprise of the Smooth Criminal video, where he hats descend from the ceiling on kite string, apparently. And there's a couple of, you know, LAB actor model types that are dancing with him and some really bad choreography. And it's bizarre because I do believe that he was pretty close with Michael Jackson, or they had been friends sometime.
You know, there is this weird Corey Feldman Michael Jackson thing where at one point I think the story goes he was planning to testify against Michael Jackson, and then when Michael Jackson died, he suddenly, you know, did this whole tribute thing.
Yeah,
and it seemed very heartfelt. So there he is in the middle of this video. With, you know, the hat moves that Michael Jackson used in, you know, a lot of his classic videos.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to make of this.
It's astounding. And, you know, I'm speechless. But it will be trapped in your head.
Apparently not.
I'm sorry. It will be trapped in your head for the rest of the day, John.
All right. Sean Manning is here giving us some of the lowlights of 2013. Listeners, your turn. What was the single worst musical moment of the year? Could be an album, a video, a concert, whatever. Tweet us at Soundcheck or leave your comment at soundcheck.org. All right, here's a category I didn't expect to see on your list. Worst enigma.
Now, I'm expecting to take some heat from you on this, which I was excited to talk to you about, but this award goes to Morrissey, who released a memoir this year. Now,
okay.
Everybody, this has been long anticipated. We're talking at least a decade or more in the wings. Is he doing this? Is this rumored?
There have been books about the Smiths. There have been books about Morrissey. There's been speculation for 25 years about Morrissey, his sexuality, and
yes.
All that kind of stuff.
He's so vague and mysterious.
And enigmatic.
Enigmatic. Who is this man? So my problem was, I love Morrissey the Enigma. I don't want to know the answers to this. There are so few enigmas in pop culture and certainly in music these days. I kind of equate it to Dave Chappelle coming back after his decade-long hiatus to do stand-up this summer. There's something about it that I wish these guys would just keep to themselves and sort of it embellishes that mythos.
All right. Now, but let me ask you, I mean, the book, Autobiography, he's still an enigma
yes.
by the end of it. So hasn't he done exactly
bit similar to the Dylan Chronicles, and that
that's exactly what
telling,
I was thinking.
He's
yeah.
telling you just enough, but you're still questioning the truth of it. It does add to it somewhat, but there is still the idea of like I fear that this will eventually lead to a reunion tour.
All right, so I guess your big question is Morrissey a reliable narrator of his own story? That is Morrissey, formerly of the Smiths, from his album Your Arsenal. From 1992, we heard the song We Hate It When Our Friends Become Successful. Sean Manning hated it when Morrissey decided to spill a few beans in
just
his memoir called Autobiography. So, worst enigma of 2013, that award goes to Morrissey. Worst sign that I'm getting old.
Yes. This has been a little bit painful, and this is coming at the tail end of 2013 in a couple of weeks' time. Britney Spears begins her two-year residency in Las Vegas. And at first, I just kind of shrugged it off. But then I was curious because, you know, the Las Vegas residency is something of my parents' generation.
You think of the Rat Pack.
The Rat Pack.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Elton John. You know, Celine Dion. Even Shania Twain to some extent. But to see one of my contemporaries going there, I thought it was bizarre. And then I Googled how old Elvis was when he went to Vegas. Did you know how old he was when he went to Vegas?
No.
34. You always think of
wow.
Elvis as this sort of wizened, rough, you know, alcohol, bloated.
Well, he was middle-aged early then.
Middle-aged
young.
And John, I'm 34. I am freaked out now that Britney Spears is 32. And she's on essentially saying, maybe it's not on the downside of your career anymore, going to Vegas. You better work, work. You better work, work. You better work, work. From Britney Jean, the recent release by Britney Spears,
When does her Las Vegas residency begin,
I believe,
Sean?
It's the last week of December. And just as unsettling is that it's taking place at Planet Hollywood, which I thought Planet Hollywood went out of business like 10 years ago. But apparently Bruce Willis is back in action.
All right. Worst trend in music in 2013.
This one is the most sincere of my picks. And it really bothered me. This is musicians wanting to be performance artists. You had Jay-Z going 6 hours with Picasso Baby and going
performing the song. 6 hours.
Staring down Marina Abramovic.
Who is a real performing artist.
And Abramovic had Lady Gaga in one of her performance videos naked. You know, Madonna was doing an Elliot Smith cover at Gagosian. The National played 6 hours straight at MoMA. What? Like, the thing that I find most offensive about it is that this is arguably the biggest art bubble in history. You've got Francis Bacon's painting selling at auction, the most expensive painting ever sold at auction, for over $142 million.
Right.
And these artists are aligning themselves with this culture whilst all of their fans are still struggling to claw their way out of the recession.
And if you're performing at the Pace Gallery or the Gagosian Gallery or any of these high-end places, how many of your fans are actually going to be able to go?
I mean, take a look at the Jay-Z video. Who appears in that? Jerry Saltz is a, you know, very revered and great critic for New York Magazine. You've got, you know, some of the cast of Girls that are there. You've got fashion designers. You've got it's not the people who
It's not the rank and file.
It's not the rank and file who are, you know, waiting 6 months after they buy their tickets on Ticketmaster.
You can find that video online. Here's a little bit of what it sounds like. Jay-Z performing his song Picasso Baby for 6 hours straight at the Pace Gallery in New York.
Condos in my condos, I want a rover. Christie's with a Missy, live at the MoMA. Bacon's and turkey bacon, smelly aroma. You messed up my whole flow, but I'm gonna get it back. Oh, what a feeling, Picasso, baby. Picasso, baby. Oh, what a feeling, Picasso, baby. Picasso, baby. Picasso, baby. Picasso, baby. Ain't hard to tell. I'm the new Jean Michel. Surrounded by Warhols, my whole team. Bow.
Well, sounds like somebody's having a good time there. Sean Manning certainly didn't like it.
I think, again, another thing that bothers me about this is, like, the references. Picasso.
Jean-Michel.
Warhol.
Basquiat,
like,
yeah.
Can you get more cliche? How about Philip Guston? You know, like, let's get something that is, whoa.
So wait a minute. So your problem is not with the call-outs, but that they're calling out to the wrong type of artist?
I mean, well, let's, like, and this will get to my next pick, which is, yes, it feels very predictable, I guess, as I would say.
Okay. So we brought you in here, Sean, because this is always something very popular with our listeners at the end where we're doing our year-end series to look at the worst musical moments of the year. But I'm going to give you a chance now to bring us out into the sunshine.
Yeah, I'm not just a hater, John. I love things, too. And one of the things, the thing that I love the most from 2013 musically was Kanye West's Jesus Tour. And I think that for the exact reason I love the Jesus Tour is why I hated the performance artist trend. And that's because whereas the performance artist trend was musicians going into the gallery, Kanye took the gallery to the arena. It was mind-blowing. The set design, it was just insane. And I actually took a kid that I mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters. He's 13, and he's seeing things that he you know, Kanye is referencing Alejandro Jodorowsky, who is this cult South American director. He did the
film director.
He did the Holy Mountain. If you get a chance, check the trailer on YouTube. It's insane. He's dropping these references. You know, the mask that he's wearing looked to be designed by Margiela. The big 60-foot projection screen looks like a James Turrell Sky Space. I mean, these are pointed references, and the references to really incredible artists, as opposed to Picasso, granted, but they're things that made me go home and Google trying to find out these things. It was overwhelming.
So the Yeezus Tour by Kanye West, what did you think of the album?
I loved it. That was my favorite album of the year. I mean, but it came out in January, so by now we've forgotten. Apparently the Grammy nominees have forgotten it too.
Well, I'm seeing it on some best of lists. I'm also seeing it on some worst of lists. A very divisive record, which I always take as a pretty good sign. But anyway, the tour.
It was phenomenal, and I think there's a couple of dates left. Anybody that – I mean, it's one of those tours where I've thought about flying to the city to see it again. It was a work of art.
All right, Sean Manning, a contributor to Esquire.com. You can find Sean's complete list of the worst musical moments of 2013 on soundcheck.org. Despite which, I will say, Happy New Year.
Happy
to you,
New
Sean.
Year.
For my theme song, like my leather black jeans on, like my by any means on, partin', I'm getting my scream on.
We want to know what you think about Soundcheck. Tell us what you think of this segment or about the podcast in general. Email us, soundcheck@wnyc.org, or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. That's soundcheck@wnyc.org or 866-939-1612.